This is Cross Currents. I'm Henat Baba. And now, from a century of human life to a century of gaming. The Musée Mécanique at San Francisco's Pier 45 brings together two of the city's greatest tourist draws, history and entertainment. It's an arcade with some of the oldest and rarest games in the industry, some of them dating back to the turn of the 20th century. KALW's Eva Sonsin has the story.
From the outside, 10 Strikes looks like a pinball machine. But as you get closer, you see it's different. It's made of wood, it's about bowling, and instead of flipping the ball up to hit targets, you simply allow gravity to help you get a strike. Another machine here isn't a game at all. It's a mechanical display of a carnival, complete with roller coasters and sideshows. It's a work of art that animates with the drop of a coin. I look up from the amusements and spot something else I don't see every day. A man on skates, sliding past the machines.
There's a bill changer on that sign right there.
Julio, thanks.
Thank you, have fun.
This is probably one of my favorite player pianos here. It's not one of the fanciest or more elaborate ones, but it's got a very great tone to it.
This is Dan Zielinski. He owns the Musée Mécanique. He took it over after his father, the arcade's founder, passed away.
My father started this collection in 1933 when he was just 11 years old. He bought a small machine for 50 cents and he brought it home, and his mom and dad put pennies in it and his friends put pennies in it, and he soon had another 50 cents and he went back there and bought another machine, and on and on. To make a long story short, we have about 300 machines in this collection now.
It's one of the world's largest privately owned coin-operated collections, where you're actually allowed to play.
I'm Hannah Hamill. I'm from Washington, D.C. I have my quarters out, and I'm ready to pick, but I am trying to decide which one will be the best use of my quarter.
She might try this one.
Put the balls inside of the plunger, and then you hit the plunger, and you try to get anywhere but in zero. And, of course, I put two balls in. And we got 50 points right off the bat.
That one's called the Whirlwind. Then there's the Cantina de Rosa.
They will be dancing as soon as I get the Canadian quarter out. Most machines don't like Canadian coins.
There are machines that show scenes. Alongside driving games and shooter games, there is pinball, foosball, skee-ball, and air hockey.
What we're trying to do is show the evolution of the coin-operated industry, you know, the entertainment aspect of that, from our earliest machine, 1884, give or take a decade, through the more modern machines, and even the more modern video games are 20 and 30 years old already.
What is that
one? Rotating right now. That's the Praxinoscope, the oldest machine here.
This is the oldest machine? What does this one do?
That is the first motion picture machine. Old.
Okay.
Really old. And I don't know if you can see it from this far, but it's doing its thing.
When you put your eyes up to the glass, you see a series of photos, like a flip book. They show a young girl dancing. Zielinski can fix all these machines himself. In fact, he even built some from scratch. One is called Song of the Prairie.
It's brand new. My friend and I just built it.
He looks at a group of teenage boys playing his game.
So what do you think, guys? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
The sign had me curious.
So how did you get this passion of making machines?
What mainly motivates it is the frustration of poorly made machines. And you think, since if you do the repairs all the time, and so you think, well, if I made my own machine, I'd do this this way, and I'd do this that way. And eventually, you end up making a machine.
Zielinski makes his full-time living at the Musée Mécanique. And he's been able to hire 4 part-time workers. Fisherman's Wharf, where the museum is located, draws more than 10 million visitors a year. So business is good, which means even though the Musée Mécanique is old, Zelensky plans to keep it growing.
Always looking, always looking. You have to. I mean, a lot of the machines that I grew up with, we no longer have because my dad would trade it away for something or sell it or whatever. Anytime I find something that's fun to interact with mechanically, coin-operated, something fun, I mean, that's what it's all about.
In San Francisco, I'm Eva Sonsin for Cross Currents.